Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Desiree Cassell. I'm an orthopedic and pelvic floor physical therapist specializing in women's health, aka pelvic floor. I'm a wife, mom of three, foodie, lover of all things movement and nature, and I'm super passionate about educating, empowering, and supporting other women like you to find and maintain balance throughout all aspects of their lives without pain, pressure, or peeing their pants. And this is the Balanced Momtality Podcast, where we will talk about all things pelvic floor, your core, and optimizing your pregnancy, birth, and postpartum recovery, providing you with the knowledge and tools so that you can feel like the strong, playful, and happy mom that you and your family deserve. Now let's get you out of those pads and back to loving movement. Fill up your water, pop in those AirPods, roll out your mat, and let's connect. Before we start today's episode, just a quick disclaimer that anything mentioned in this podcast is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical conditions. If you have any questions or concerns about your healthcare needs, please seek the care of your medical provider. This is also a safe space where we will be talking about very sensitive but important topics, such as issues with peeing and pooping, relationships, and even sex. So if you have littles around, probably a good idea to pop those AirPods in. But otherwise, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Again, today we are diving into the third trimester. This is part two. For those of you mamas who are getting close or just trying to prep and get ready for that big day, the third trimester is really a time where so much growth is happening, right? Like baby is drastically growing, your belly is drastically growing, which changes so much of how your posture is, where your center of mass is, and where the aches and pains show up, how well you can get up and down from a chair, get out of bed. Everything's probably starting to feel a little bit more uncomfortable. You're starting to probably also realize that, oh, that walk that I did the other day that used to be fine is now making me feel exhausted, or now my pelvis hurts. And so we can start to see a lot of these changes through the second trimester, but definitely in the third trimester. Anyways, so the mobility is super, super helpful, and we do want to coordinate that breath, right? And so I think that it's great to do this in an environment that does mimic kind of how you want your birthing environment to be, because we want our brain to really practice and get some external stimuli for what it should feel like to relax the body and do the breath work in that situation. And so the other thing that we want to add into this scenario is some tissue desensitization. And so again, vaginal deliveries are pretty intense. All delivery is pretty intense, but vaginal delivery to that, specifically to the tissue, right? To that pelvic floor tissue, the perineal body, the vaginal tissue, it has to be flexible and able to open. And so if you're having any signs of tension or tightness or sensitivity, this is a big red flag going into vaginal delivery. I don't want it to scare you, because that can make it worse, but I do want you to go, oh, shoot, I do have that. So I need to work on this now so that it calms down before delivery. Because if you have pain with intercourse, if you have pain with sitting, if you have any pelvic pain, really, it could be coming from the hips, it'd be coming from the low back. If you have urgency, you're barely making it to the bathroom, if you feel like you have UTIs all the time, these are all signs of pelvic floor tightness. And if there is tightness in that pelvic bowl, you will have a hard time opening it and making enough room for baby. Can you still do it? Oh, 100%. I've seen people with super tight pelvic floors still have a completely fine vaginal birth, but it does still put you at risk for baby not being able to come through all the way. Maybe you're in transition and pushing for a long time. Maybe you end up even needing a vacuum or suctioning to help get baby out, or forceps, or maybe you even ultimately need a C-section because you're having a hard time getting baby through. So we just want to make sure we're doing what we can to help prevent any further complications and risks for interventions. And so with the tissue desensitization, there's a couple things happening here. Because yes, we are not stretching tissue to the point of a baby's head. Like, that's just not happening. But what we are doing is we're going to help release any trigger points and tension and tightness that could ultimately tether and prevent and restrict the pelvic floor from stretching. But we're also going to be working with the nervous system to just get it to chill out,
just to help it feel safer under really intense sensations. Because what happens when we feel an intense sensation? We usually pull away or we tighten and we clench up. And if we visualize a very typical birthing experience, you can usually picture that mom clenching her husband's hand, breathing, and her face is purple and she looks so like, oh God, this is so hard. And that is just creating so much tension in the body, so much tension. She's probably even guarding and engaging her pelvic floor, which is gonna hold baby in. But then the brain is going, red alert, red alert, red alert, something's wrong, pain, pain, pain. And it's just giving you all the pain signals. When what we really have a power to do here, especially at this stage, is help find those tender spots. And even if it's not very tender, starting to introduce a deep, intense pressure so that we can desensitize the area. We need to be in a calm, safe, happy environment and then introduce some of these more intense, uncomfortable sensations while we're doing our breath work, while we have our happy music playing, while we have our favorite essential oil in the air, or whatever those external stimuli that you want in your birthing experience are. They need to be in these practicing environments as well. Because again, when you're at the hospital or wherever you end up delivering, your body's going to feel those sensations and want to go into the fight or flight, stress, tense, hold state of being. And if we can, one, get our breath to check our nervous system, but also get those external stimuli like music and smells. Maybe you even have a stone that you like to rub that's soothing. These external stimuli help the nervous system go, oh, okay, I'm not about to rip apart here. I've been here before. This is okay. I've got this. Because mama, you've got this. Your body was made for this, okay? We're just going to help optimize it and make sure that it also remembers that it was made for this, because it can feel so scary, especially if this is your first delivery, going into that experience and not knowing what to expect and kind of doing whatever they tell you, right? Like the doctors are saying, lie on the bed, so you lie on the bed. Push this way, so you push this way. When the reality is, you have so much more control in that experience than you think. If you and baby are completely fine, there's no, you know, concerns about baby's heart or anything like that, and you're doing well, you can do whatever you want. You can walk around, you can deliver in any position you want, you can deny any cervical checks, like whatever you want to do, you can do. If you want to push a certain way, you can push a certain way. Now, if they say baby's heart rate's decelerating, we need to get baby out now, you purple push, you do whatever you need to do to get that baby out, okay? Like no shame in that game. If you need to end up in a C-section, that is fine. We do what we need to do to help mommy and baby be healthy and on the other side. But if everything's going well and they're like, okay, push like this, you can say, is baby doing okay? Yeah. Well, then I'm going to try this way because I actually learned that this is a better way for me to push on my body. Or, oh, the doctor wants me to lay down. You know what? Actually, I'm not going to do that. And so with my second ones, with my first one, I delivered on my back, that very stereotypical, you know, bracing my husband's hand, pushing. And I did end up with like a small tear, not a ton, but it was so much harder. I was so much more out of my body. The pain was so significant. And then with my second and third, knowing what I know now, just going in with like, one, I did all the prep work, right? Like I did what I'm telling you on this episode. I did all the desensitization and the breath work and all these things. But the other biggest piece that I think just helped so much was knowing I had a lot more control, not just being told what to do. But the other thing is just being as loose of a noodle as you can, being loosey-goosey, right? Which seems, if you've had a baby, it can seem very like, yeah, okay, how is that even possible? But let me tell you, it changes the game. Don't even squeeze your husband's hand, because that tension from you squeezing his hand is going to overflow into the rest of your body and create tension. And so what we want is we want to check that tension. Have your husband recognize that you're clenching your hand, recognize that you're clenching your jaw, that your shoulders are up to your ears. These are the signs that they need to give us a little tap so we can release, relax that tension, drop the shoulders, relax the jaw, open your hands, breathe and calm your system so that your pelvic floor and the rest of your body can relax and get out of the way. And then really, you know, again, when it comes to being an advocate, like, listen to your body. Whatever position feels the best for you is where you need to be. If lying on your back feels the best for you and you're progressing well and baby's coming through, then no shame, stay there. But you can even still, while being on your back, give your pelvis a little bit of room by rolling up towels and placing them under each butt cheek. Or you can take one towel and create like a horseshoe that goes over your butt cheeks, and it creates like a window for that sacrum so that the sacrum can still move. You can also get rolled to your side. These are options that are still, and especially great if you do end up with an epidural and can't move around very much. You can still get put on your side. You can be on that, on your back with that towel roll underneath. But ultimately, I find that a lot of women actually are more comfortable in like a supported squat. Maybe they're squatting, holding onto their partner, holding onto the head of the bed. Maybe they're, you know, I ended up delivering my last two in standing, which I know isn't a very popular birthing position, but oh my God, let me just praise gravity. Okay. Like, talk about gravity helping me. One push and they came out. Like, gravity helped me. I was able to unload my pelvic floor, because that's the other concern if you get baby out too quick, right? Like, you're pushing too hard, or baby comes through that birth canal so fast before the tissues have a time to adjust, you can be at a higher risk for tearing because of that. But if you've done that awareness of getting those muscles to relax, then you have that control as you feel baby come through to just open and let baby come through. I didn't have any tears with my last two. I had no tears, pushed baby out in a minute. Yeah, it was a game changer. I'm like, oh my gosh, everyone needs to be delivering standing. But it is, it's whatever is comfortable for you. Some people are like, nope, I was so uncomfortable in that position. I had to drop into a squat, or whatever it is. Just listen to your body and change positions. You're not stuck in any position. And in fact, movement is good. Movement helps baby come through. And so also thinking about that, back to that tissue desensitization, because when we feel that deep pressure and deep sensation of baby coming through, we need to be able to not tense up against it, which is why that deep tissue work before is so helpful. And so there are a few ways you can do this deep tissue work. There's perineal massage, which I'm sure many of you mamas have heard about and maybe even tried before. And again, we are not going to expect that perineal tissue to all of a sudden become so loose we can fit a baby through. Like, no, but we want it to feel flexible. So I encourage you, next time you're in a bath or even toileting, if you can reach, I know at this third trimester, it can get extra hard. And this is where husbands or partners can be super helpful. And even pelvic wands. So pelvic wands can be really helpful to do this perineal massage and tissue desensitization if you don't have access and can't reach your perineum. Because if we can, place a thumb in that perineal body and just push down a little bit. So we like to think about the pelvic floor as a clock. Your pubic bone is 12. Your rectum is 6. So you want to place your finger and your thumb in that vaginal opening, and then you're going to push towards 6 o'clock. How stiff is it? If it's hard or kind of rigid, and especially if it's a little uncomfortable, then you've got a lot of work to do. Maybe it's soft and it gives, then yay. But we're going to keep showing up there, because things can change each day as baby shifts. You're going to show up every day, or at least every other day, and just get in on those muscles. You're going to give a 6 o'clock pressure. Then you're going to kind of rotate between 3 and 9. And you just kind of want to stretch out that space. And with the wand, you can really get internal and work on that pelvic bowl. And if you're unsure or intimidated or don't know if the wand is the best thing for you right now during pregnancy, because it's not for every pregnant mama, especially if you're a little more high risk, I would not be using a wand. But just contact me if you want a little bit more clearance and individual tips and advice on a pelvic wand during pregnancy. But I do think they're amazing because they can really help relax any trigger points, tension, tightness, fascial restrictions that could prevent baby from coming through. And they do help us with that perineal massage. But even without getting to that deep internal layer, we can still get a lot of benefit by just working on that superficial perineal space. So the thumb is a great option. Another great option is straddling a foam roller, because that pressure on the pubic bone isn't always super comfortable. You can even roll up a hand towel and place it there, one, to give a little more cushion if that point pressure is too much, or maybe you're not even feeling it that much and you need a little bit more pressure. You can kind of find a big, thick marker and roll a hand towel around that and stick that on top of the foam roller. The goal here is that around that perineal space, you want to feel an uncomfortable pressure. It needs to not be super fun. Okay, because if it feels good, then it's just not doing the job, unfortunately. So ideally, we're feeling something that's like, ooh, that's not great. But it's light enough still that you can take that deep breath. You can melt over it. You can visualize and feel your body melting and relaxing around it. Same thing with the perineal massage and the wand work. You need to be able to relax around it. If it's making you tense up around it, or you're noticing, oh, when can I get off? This sucks. Then it's too much and it's going to be counterproductive. Okay. So just start showing up to those tissues, give a little bit of uncomfortable sensation there. If you want more tips for that, definitely reach out. So the tissue work, showing up there, getting in some different adjustments to your mobility routine by playing with those hip angles, bouncing on the ball, starting to get some hip movement and pelvic opening so that we can wedge baby down. Another great thing I love this time of pregnancy that helps wedge baby down is curb walking or one-sided stair stepping. If you haven't seen that before, where you're basically like walking on a curb, off one foot's on the curb and one foot's not, the whole way, and then you turn around and you do the other leg, or you can walk upstairs sideways and then do it again on the other side. So we're essentially wedging baby down when we're doing asymmetrical movements like that, and that can also be super helpful. And then changing that breath work. So we're adjusting the breath work where we're inhaling, we're relaxing everything, and then you're going to exhale and keep it relaxed. Now, this isn't the case during the strength stuff. So even though you're changing the breath a little, that's more during child's pose, deep squat, cat cow, those relaxing positions. But when it's under effort, you still want to engage and get that bracing, because otherwise we're going to have pressure going down, which we need that support. So we're not changing it during exercise. It's just during that birth prep, pushing prep, mobility, calming, all of that stuff. And it is super helpful to stack the mobility and the tissue desensitization and the breath work all in an environment that mimics and has some of those external factors that you're wanting in your birthing experience that help you feel calm. And again, this doesn't have to be like for music. Many people think like meditative or nature sounds, which yeah, can be super helpful. But honestly, like for my last one, I was listening to Kyle and I had hip hop playing because it made me happy. And so whatever makes you happy, and like I was just bouncing on my ball, kind of twerking and just calming my pelvis and staying in my happy place and trying not to let the pain of the contractions turn my body into that fight or flight, tense, cramped state. So whatever you can do to keep you in that happy, playful, relaxed space is the most helpful thing that you can ever do for yourself during pregnancy. And really, when it comes to that too, like the mental visualizations and affirmations that you're giving yourself during this time is such a game changer, because if we're viewing pain, right, and we think of those contractions as pain, because let's be real, they hurt, right? Like pain is real. Contractions are real. It hurts. We're going to tense up. But instead, if it's like, oh, I feel it building. Oh no, here it comes again. And you're just tightening because you're like, crap, here's another one. But instead, if we kind of visualize that energetic surge, that contraction for what it really is, which is an assist, right? It's here helping you bring baby out. It's helping bring baby earthside to you. So we want to welcome those contractions, and it can feel so silly, but we also want to just like visualize it and not view it as pain, but is like, here's that energetic surge. Oh, yay, it's bringing me closer to baby. Here's another one. We're getting closer and closer. That is going to help your body stay calm and at peace with what is happening in your body. If you are visualizing and feeling those contractions as trauma and, oh my gosh, this sucks, I hate this, your body's going to respond like it just went through something traumatic that it hated. And that can cause a lot of postpartum issues as well, and a lot of postpartum pain, based on how your brain and your body processed that delivery. So yes, a lot of this was for your body and prepping your body for birth, but we can't forget about the mental piece. The mental piece is huge. So start trying to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Get comfortable sitting on uncomfortable things. Get comfortable breathing in uncomfortable positions, and just start recognizing where there's tension and holding in your body, and just tell it it's okay and just release. But you can do this. Your body was built for this. And even if things don't go as planned, you are a superstar. I don't care how that baby comes out. You've gotten this far. You've only got a little bit further to go, mama. And I really hope this episode helped you just feel a little bit more confident as you start prepping your body for birth and knowing that there is so much we can do and so much more that I didn't put in this episode, and for good reason, because it's already about 40 minutes long. So we're going to wrap it up. But if you do want a more individualized plan, especially if you're having some pain in this trimester already, please reach out, because that pain can be a sign that things during delivery might get a little complicated. And we want to avoid that and just make sure that we are preventing any issues that could make delivery and postpartum recovery a little bit harder on you and baby. So I hope this was super helpful for you. Come over to the Balanced Momtality Wellness and Support Group if you have any questions, or just let me know what big take homes you had from this episode. I always love hearing from you guys. And if you haven't already, please like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review so that other women can see this information. And I will see you here next week on the Balanced Momtality Podcast.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you've got so many other important things going on, but I hope it was helpful and you leave here with some tools to help you in your healing journey. And I just want to ask you, if you have found this helpful, to please leave a review on iTunes. Scroll down to the bottom of my podcast page and leave that 5-star review so it can help other women see this information. And also, if you want to be a part of my community of amazing women trying to balance all the things, great tips and insight and sharing stories and just motivating each other along the way, feel free to join my Facebook group, The Balanced Momtality Wellness and Support. I hope to see you here next time on the Balanced Momtality Podcast.